Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
What is the future of technology in America, and how should the government help guide it there? That's the focus of a new privately led commission that will advise President Biden to develop a national technology agenda. One of the three co-chairs of the commission is former Governor Deval Patrick, who joins us now. Good morning, Governor, and thanks very much for speaking with WBUR.
It's a pleasure, Bob. Good morning to you.
So explain the goal of this commission.
Well, the goal, I think, first is to acknowledge that tech is both an essential tool used well by many and a tool that can and in some cases has done harm to many and to institutions, including our democracy, frankly. And that it's essential but not accessible to everybody. So what are the strategies that government working on its own with local governments, with private industry, with not-for-profits can deploy to meet those challenges and to plan what our tech future ought to be? And we're trying to offer an agenda to the administration.
So how do you imagine the commission dealing with the issue of making sure that no one gets left behind in tech's future, whether it's people of color, people in low-income communities, or people in rural areas? How do we address that?
The first is to make sure we understand what the issues are and whether the issues are the same in different places. For example, in poorer communities, the cost of broadband is exorbitant and out of step with the costs elsewhere in that same metropolitan area. In many rural communities, there's no broadband at all. And while, you know, I might think that the right thing to do is to haul a line of some kind, a dark fiber, right into that remote home, it may be that the better strategy is some other kind of technology that I don't know enough about. My guess is that there are going to be solutions that are public-private in nature, that there are collaborations that deliver these solutions. And that's always, I think, a win.
Tech is mired in politics right now, especially when it comes to people who want to rein in what they see as the power of big tech. And I mention that because just recently, Republican Senator Josh Hawley unveiled a new antitrust bill aimed at paring back the tech industry size and influence. It would ban mergers and acquisitions by some of the biggest companies. What's your view of that?
Look, I think we do have antitrust laws for a reason. The question I have is whether if we break up big tech, and there's a lot of momentum in that direction, by the way, from both sides, do we actually get a safer, more civil public square?
Tech is, of course, also grappling with the voting rights debate. It's become very loud on some issues such as LGBTQ rights and immigration reform. Is that the proper role of big tech in America?
If the question is, should tech companies or any company express themselves on civic or political issues of the day, human rights issues of the day, I think companies do and should where it's appropriate. And I think simply saying that they shouldn't because they are a company doesn't take account of the fact that those companies have employees and customers and community relationships that are important to their business and that are a part or ought to be a part of what I describe as stakeholder capitalism. So the notion that you'd be silent on things like, Georgia or Arizona or Texas or any of these states undermining the democracy seems to me absolutely backwards.
Last question. Given that many of these issues are so controversial, Governor, and given the deep divide right now in Washington, especially on Capitol Hill, I'm wondering if you hope this bipartisan commission will come out with a bipartisan result regarding its recommendations on the future of tech.
My guess is that, like in so many areas, when we're out and we're listening to people and we are not, and the folks we're listening to are not having to do the performance art part of their advocacy, that we might actually get some great ideas that would make sense to everybody and make sense to the greater good. That's our hope.
Former Governor Deval Patrick, one of the co-chairs of the new Future of Technology Commission that will advise President Biden, thanks very much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.